Hello, this is Mambo Sandy, and because, you know, it is giddy season, yes, I have some things that are very important that I feel needs to be said. So, the first, this might be short, I'm just gonna flow with it, we're just gonna flow with it today. But we're going to talk about godparents, okay? Godparents in the African tradition are very important. Who you chose as your godparent is very important. Whose shoulders you decide to stand on, or who the godparent that allows you to stand on their shoulders to get to your spiritual elevation, your progression, this is very important. This relationship is very important. And in this relationship comes respect. So many people, you know, from talking to people and watching people over the years, there are some protocols that even at one time I was ignorant about, okay? And you know, you can't take back what you've done in the past, but you can improve what you do in the future, and you can make changes to what you do in the future. And the thing is with godparents is that godparents have, you know, the importance of lineage, the importance of godparents plays a big role, because godparents, basically, they paved the way so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that they made. Their godparents paved the way so that they didn't make the mistakes that their godparents made, so forth and so on. And the lineage grows. It's supposed to be something of growth. That's why godchildren and, you know, godparents, these two people or equations are very important. Okay. They're very important components, if you want to say that. The godchild, if they're a good godchild, they will continue on the lineage in a proper manner. They may change things up a little bit to, you know, to go with their style, okay? But for pretty much the lineage stays the same. Lineage is important, important, important. And many people overlook how important lineage is, okay? So, the one thing about lineage is that the way a spirit is worked with came down from the root. It started at the root. You know, maybe the first godparent that started dealing with that god, that particular spirit, might went through hell to learn how to deal with that spirit and understand that loa, that spirit, that mystery. And as they grew, they passed on what not to do and what to do when dealing with said spirit. That's why people might think that, oh, spiritual workers, they're trying to hold all the knowledge to themselves. No, we had to pay our dues to learn what we learned, the mistakes that we made. And some mistakes that you make, you're not just going to get a slap on the wrist. You're not going to get a slap on the wrist sometimes. Sometimes it's going to be some type of major changing event. Trust me when I tell you this, okay? So your godparent is very important, because your godparent is your protector, in a sense where if there's something going on, there's something spiritual going on, if you have a good godparent, and I said this before, and I'm very passionate about this, your godparent is there to help and guide you, okay? Your godparent becomes a source of wisdom, a source of knowledge, and your progression, your elevation, all of those things, a good godparent is there to help you. And if your godparent, this is what you have to think about here. Many people just treat their godparents like, well, I see you when I see you, or I come and I see you whenever. Let me tell you something. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You should ask your godparent, if you have to pay, some call it a derecho, I probably pronounced that wrong. Please forgive me. A fee, whatever you want to call it. When you make a major move in your life, you should contact your godparent. Book an appointment with your godparent. You know, depending on the relationship that you have with your godparent, if you're moving in a new house, maybe guess what? Maybe it's not the time for you to move. If you see a certain spirit that you came in your dream and you decide maybe the spirit tells you, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z, maybe you need to contact your godparent and ask your godparent, should I do this now? It's happened to me. And guess what? My Papa Hector, was like, no, it's not time for you to deal with them right now. But I will let you know when will be a good time for you to do so. But the thing is, nowadays, people want to do what they want to do. And then once Pandora's box is opened, you know what happens? Now the shit done hit the fan. You want to call your godparent up. You want your godparent to dig you out the shit. Guess what? Time needs to be taken to fix this. And many times people think godparents, sometimes maybe godparents will fix things for you. Okay? Maybe sometimes they will. Okay? Maybe. Depends on how severe the situation is. So, therefore, before you go to any ceremony, before you let another spiritual worker, anybody touch you, unless you're ready to leave said godparent, you're ready to go, it's over with, you done made up your mind, you know, and even then, you should exit in a proper manner. Now, sometimes that doesn't always work out, and things happen the way it does, you know, but you don't just go to different types of ceremonies that other people are doing without the advisement of your godparent. No, you don't let other people touch you or get readings or whatever it is without the advisement of your godparent. And if you have a godparent that's on point, I'm just going to let you know this, okay? If you have a godparent that's on point and you go behind their back and you do something, let me tell you, darling, you are in for a serious wake-up call, okay? When you disrespect your godparent, you're not just disrespecting your godparent, you're disrespecting the spirits of the house, you're disrespecting the spirits of that lineage, and you're disrespecting the spirits of your godfather, your godmother, whoever. You are disrespecting them. Let me let you know that, okay? I tell you, that's what you're doing, all right? Now, sometimes it's ignorance. But you know what? Here's what I've learned. We have a tendency to ask the questions, and I was guilty of this as well too. And like, once again, I paid the price. Okay? Many of the things that I tell you is because I paid the price, and I don't want you to have to go through the same bullshit that I did. Okay? Don't want you to deal with that. Now, you might say, well, why can't I go to a ceremony and deal with this, this, and that? Why can't I do this and why can't I do that and blah, blah, blah? Here's why. Your spirits, your head, just about in any African tradition, spiritual tradition, the head is very important. The head is a very important thing, okay? Your head is very much important, all right? And in just about every spiritual tradition, in the African spiritual traditions, the head is a very important source, okay? The head, the back of the neck, those things are very important. You just don't want everybody touching your head. Everybody doesn't have your best interest in mind. And they might can cause a little problem for you, which could have been avoided if you would have asked your godparent. Some ceremonies you don't want to attend. Because why? Maybe it's just not good for you to go. Can you carry yourself? And when I say carry yourself, can you carry yourself? Can you protect yourself at someone else's ceremony? You don't know what might happen at someone's ceremony that you don't know. Is it a safe place? You don't know. Your godparent, who, if they're a good godparent, they're networking, they're diplomatic, they know what's going on in the spiritual community, and their spirits are on point as to tell, hey, no, it's not for you to go to this. The importance of respecting your godparents. When you give the respect, you get it tenfold in all kinds of things that I'm going to say the spirits will watch over you, make sure that you're okay, and help you to progress. But when you disrespect your godparents, you can count on some type of consequence. And it doesn't come when you think it should come. It'll come in a form that you might not even think about. So your godparent is the person that did your ceremony to fix you, to straighten you up, to stand you up, be it Kanzo, be it, you know, your Sansei ceremony, your 21 division ceremony, your Santeria ceremony, your Candomblé ceremony, Apollo ceremony, the person that put their hand on your head and fixed you and made you, that is your godparent. That is who you listen to. But you know what? You don't have to take my advice. I'm just giving advice. You can always do what you want. But your godparent takes a lot of hits for you. Your godparent, if it's a good godparent, if this godparent has put in the work, the time, and the sacrifice, you should always keep that in mind. Because there are things that you cannot see that if you saw them, you would fall down on your face in front of your godparent. If you saw the things that are kept away from you, and this isn't to scare you, these are facts. These are things that I've witnessed, that I've seen with my own eyes. And I have no reason to make up a story. I'm just trying to guide you. You never have to get a consultation with me or anything, but remember these words. Choose wisely. Take your time and do your research when looking for a godparent. Because everybody isn't meant to be a godparent. Now, those that are so quick, ready to jump and become a godparent, well, sweetie, let me tell you something about that. Okay, when you become a godparent, are you strong enough to take on other people's nonsense? Are you strong enough and ready to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning because the spirit woke you up and said, hey, if you don't do this, your godchild might get killed? It is a big responsibility of being a godparent. Are you willing to bring your godchild or help them find a place, a roof over their head if something happened to them in some type of emergency situation? Are you willing to share a piece of bread off your plate with your godchild? Because the godchild is the one that would carry on your lineage. Are you being wise and looking to see who you're making as godchildren? Are you truly listening to the spirit? Or do you just want to collect God children? Now, unless you've been training for years and years and years and years, and you done went through every level to get to the level, to be able to title, to get the title to say that you're whatever, whatever, Tata, Hungan Mambo, you know, Santera, okay? Unless you train for years and years and years and years and years and years, and then you get your ceremony to confer more than just a title, okay? Because you've trained and you dealt with things, and then you decide to have God children. Maybe. Did you even let the ceremony settle before you decided to get God children? And then on top of that, are you even meant to have God children? Everybody isn't meant to have God children. They just not. They are just not. Because it's a big responsibility on both sides of the fence. God children, are you doing what you need to do to be able to carry on the lineage? Are you going to let the lineage die? We get so caught up in the everyday world. It's very easy for those deceitful, deceptive spirits every day to get your mind to go someplace else and to not focus on what's really important here. My godfather, he gave me a very good example one day. He said, your spirit, you are immortal. And I said, how are we immortal, Papa? He said, your soul is immortal. He said, if I cut off your arm, aren't you still Sandy? If I cut off your head, aren't you still Sandy? You're still you. The body is no longer there, but you are still you. So all of these things, all these material things that we get caught up in, is not really important. It's a distraction. And we all go through it at some point in our lives. Because the world, as my godfather has taught, and I'll give you this jewel, is not meant for you to succeed. This world was not made for you to succeed at all. Gravity is constantly pulling at you. But do you have the force? And are you willing to learn how to get the force so you go up and not down? So you can fight. So you can maneuver. Once again, many of you listening to the sound of my voice, you get caught up in glittering distractions. Sometimes you overlook good godparents, someone that could be a good godparent, because they don't got chicken feet around their neck. I don't care. I'm going to call it what it is. It is what it is. Some of you, you know, because they don't have a million and one YouTube followers, you think that they're not good because they don't have a million and one YouTube followers, or they don't have 20,000 Twitter followers or Instagram followers or Facebook friends. So you overlook that. Yeah, you do. The same with people, just everyday people, good doctors, the people that, you know, really can help you, so many times are overlooked. And you step back and you say, wow, hindsight is 20/20. So do yourselves a favor and sit back and think about things that you do. Have respect for your godparents. Because you might say, well, let me add this on. Everybody has to answer to somebody. And those that do you wrong, they have to answer to the spirit. They have to answer to someone too. So don't think that if a godparent or a spiritual worker or someone does you dirty that they won't pay. They eventually will. It may not be in your time, but they will pay. There's always a price in anything that you do. So I'm going to end this podcast today. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com. If you need a consultation, a paid consultation, please feel free to reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com. If you have comments, you can always leave comments here. I will listen to them. I will answer your questions to the best of my ability. So, therefore, you have a great evening and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Mambo Sandy, and because, you know, it is giddy season, yes, I have some things that are very important that I feel needs to be said. So, this might be short. I'm just going to flow with it. We're just going to flow with it today. But we're going to talk about godparents, okay? Godparents in the African tradition are very important. Who you chose as your godparent is very important. Whose shoulders you decide to stand on, or who the godparent that allows you to stand on their shoulders to get to your spiritual elevation, your progression. This is very important. This relationship is very important. And in this relationship comes respect. So many people, you know, from talking to people and watching people over the years, there are some protocols that even one time I was ignorant about, okay? And you know, you can't take back what you've done in the past, but you can improve what you do in the future, and you can make changes to what you do in the future. And the thing is with godparents is that godparents have, you know, the importance of lineage, the importance of godparents plays a big role, because godparents, basically, they paved the way so that you don't have to make the same mistakes that they made. Their godparents paved the way so that they didn't make the mistakes that their godparents made, so forth and so forth and so on. And the lineage grows. It's supposed to be something of growth. That's why godchildren and, you know, godparents, these two people or equations are very important. Okay, they're very important components, if you want to say that. The godchild, if they're a good godchild, they will continue on the lineage in a proper manner. They may change things up a little bit to, you know, to go with their style, okay? But for pretty much the lineage stays the same. Lineage is important, important, important. And many people overlook how important lineage is, okay? So the one thing about lineage is that the way a spirit is worked with came down from the root. It started at the root. You know, maybe the first godparent that started dealing with that god, that particular spirit, might went through hell to learn how to deal with that spirit and understand that loa, that spirit, that mystery. And as they grew, they passed on what not to do and what to do when dealing with said spirit. That's why people might think that, oh, spiritual workers, they're trying to hold all the knowledge to themselves. No, we had to pay our dues to learn what we learn, the mistakes that we make. And some mistakes that you make, you're not just going to get a slap on the wrist. You're not going to get a slap on the wrist sometimes. Sometimes it's going to be some type of major changing event. Trust me when I tell you this, okay? So your godparent is very important because your godparent is your protector in a sense where if there's something going on, there's something spiritual going on, if you have a good godparent, and I said this before, and I'm very passionate about this, your godparent is there to help and guide you, okay? Your godparent becomes a source of wisdom, a source of knowledge, and your progression, your elevation, all of those things, a good godparent is there to help you. And if your godparent, this is what you have to think about here. Many people just treat their godparents like, well, I see you when I see you, or I come and I see you whenever. Let me tell you something. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You should ask your godparent, if you have to pay, some call it a derecho. I probably pronounced that wrong. Please forgive me. A fee, whatever you want to call it. When you make a major move in your life, you should contact your godparent. Book an appointment with your godparent. You know, depending on the relationship that you have with your godparent, if you're moving in a new house, maybe guess what? Maybe it's not the time for you to move. If you see a certain spirit that you came in your dream and you decide maybe the spirit tells you, oh, you need to do X, Y, and Z, maybe you need to contact your godparent and ask your godparent, should I do this now? It's happened to me. And guess what? My Papa Hector was like, no, it's not time for you to deal with them right now, but I will let you know when will be a good time for you to do so. But the thing is, nowadays, people want to do what they want to do. And then once Pandora's box is opened, you know what happens? Now the shit done hit the fan. You want to call your godparent up. You want your godparent to dig you out the shit. Guess what? Time needs to be taken to fix this. And many times people think godparents, sometimes maybe godparents will fix things for you. Okay? Maybe sometimes they will. Okay? Maybe. Depends on how severe the situation is. So, therefore, before you go to any ceremony, before you let another spiritual worker, anybody touch you, unless you're ready to leave said godparent, you're ready to go, it's over with, you done made up your mind, you know, and even then, you should exit in a proper manner. Now, sometimes that doesn't always work out, and things happen the way it does, you know, but you don't just go to different types of ceremonies that other people are doing without the advisement of your godparent. No, you don't let other people touch you or get readings or whatever it is without the advisement of your godparent. And if you have a godparent that's on point, I'm just going to let you know this, okay? If you have a godparent that's on point and you go behind their back and you do something, let me tell you, darling, you are in for a serious wake-up call, okay? When you disrespect your godparent, you're not just disrespecting your godparent, you're disrespecting the spirits of the house, you're disrespecting the spirits of that lineage, and you're disrespecting the spirits of your godfather, your godmother, whoever. You are disrespecting them.
Let me let you know that. Okay? I tell you, that's what you're doing. All right? Now, sometimes it's ignorance. But you know what? Here's what I've learned. We have a tendency to ask the questions, and I was guilty of this as well, too. And like, once again, I paid the price. Okay? Many of the things that I tell you is because I paid the price, and I don't want you to have to go through the same bullshit that I did. Okay? Don't want you to deal with that. Now, you might say, well, why can't I go to a ceremony and deal with this, this, and that? Why can't I do this and why can't I do that and blah, blah, blah? Here's why. Your spirits, your head, just about in any African tradition, spiritual tradition, the head is very important. The head is a very important thing. Okay, your head is very much important. All right, and in just about every spiritual tradition, in the African spiritual traditions, the head is a very important source. Okay, the head, the back of the neck, those things are very important. You just don't want everybody touching your head. Everybody doesn't have your best interest in mind. And they might can cause a little problem for you, which could have been avoided if you would have asked your godparent. Some ceremonies you don't want to attend. Because why? Maybe it's just not good for you to go. Can you carry yourself? And when I say carry yourself, can you carry yourself? Can you protect yourself at someone else's ceremony? You don't know what might happen at someone's ceremony that you don't know. Is it a safe place? You don't know. Your godparent, who, if they're a good godparent, they're networking, they're diplomatic, they know what's going on in the spiritual community, and their spirits are on point as to tell, hey, no, it's not for you to go to this. The importance of respecting your godparents. When you give the respect, you get it tenfold in all kinds of things that I'm going to say the spirits will watch over you, make sure that you're okay, and help you to progress. But when you disrespect your godparents, you can count on some type of consequence. And it doesn't come when you think it should come. It'll come in a form that you might not even think about. So your godparent is the person that did your ceremony to fix you, to straighten you up, to stand you up, be it Kanzo, be it, you know, your Sansei ceremony, your 21 division ceremony, your Santeria ceremony, your Candomblé ceremony, Apollo ceremony, the person that put their hand on your head and fixed you and made you. That is your godparent. That is who you listen to. But you know what? You don't have to take my advice. I'm just giving advice. You can always do what you want. But your godparent takes a lot of hits for you. Your godparent, if it's a good godparent, if this godparent has put in the work, the time, and the sacrifice, you should always keep that in mind. Because there are things that you cannot see that if you saw them, you would fall down on your face in front of your godparent. If you saw the things that are kept away from you, and this isn't to scare you, these are facts. These are things that I've witnessed, that I've seen with my own eyes. And I have no reason to make up a story. I'm just trying to guide you. You never have to get a consultation with me or anything, but remember these words. Choose wisely. Take your time and do your research when looking for a godparent. Because everybody isn't meant to be a godparent. Now, those that are so quick, ready to jump and become a godparent, well, sweetie, let me tell you something about that. Okay? When you become a godparent, are you strong enough to take on other people's nonsense? Are you strong enough and ready to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning because the spirit woke you up and said, hey, if you don't do this, your godchild might get killed? It is a big responsibility of being a godparent. Are you willing to bring your godchild or help them find a place, a roof over their head if something happened to them in some type of emergency situation? Are you willing to share a piece of bread off your plate with your godchild? Because the godchild is the one that will carry on your lineage. Are you being wise and looking to see who you're making as godchildren? Are you truly listening to the spirit? Or do you just want to collect godchildren? Now, unless you've been training for years and years and years and years and you done went through every level to get to the level, to be able to title, to get the title to say that you're whatever, whatever, Tata, Hungan Mambo, you know, Santero, Santera. Okay? Unless you train for years and years and years and years and years and years, and then you get your ceremony to confer more than just a title, okay? Because you've trained and you dealt with things, and then you decide to have godchildren. Maybe. Did you even let the ceremony settle before you decided to get godchildren? And then on top of that, are you even meant to have godchildren? Everybody isn't meant to have godchildren. They just not. They are just not. Because it's a big responsibility on both sides of the fence. Godchildren, are you doing what you need to do to be able to carry on the lineage? Are you going to let the lineage die? We get so caught up in the everyday world. It's very easy for those deceitful, deceptive spirits every day to get your mind to go someplace else and to not focus on what's really important here. My godfather, he gave me a very good example one day. He said, your spirit, you are immortal. And I said, how are we immortal, Papa? He said, your soul is immortal. He said, if I cut off your arm, aren't you still Sandy? If I cut off your head, aren't you still Sandy? You're still you. The body is no longer there, but you are still you. So all of these things, all these material things that we get caught up in, It's not really important. It's a distraction. And we all go through it at some point in our lives. Because the world, as my Godfather has taught, and I'll give you this jewel, is not meant for you to succeed. This world was not made for you to succeed at all. Gravity is constantly pulling at you. But do you have the force? And are you willing to learn how to get the force so you go up and not down? So you can fight. So you can maneuver. Once again, many of you listening to the sound of my voice, you get caught up in glittering distractions. Sometimes you overlook good godparents, someone that could be a good godparent, because they don't got chicken feet around their neck. I don't care. I'm going to call it what it is. I'm say what it is, what it is. Some of you, you know, because they don't have a million and one YouTube followers, you think that they're not good because they don't have a million and one YouTube followers, or they don't have 20,000 Twitter followers or Instagram followers or Facebook friends. So you overlook that. Yeah, you do. The same with people, just everyday people, good doctors, the people that, you know, really can help you so many times are overlooked. And then you step back and you say, wow, hindsight is 20/20. So do yourselves a favor and sit back and think about things that you do. Have respect for your godparents. Because you might say, well, let me add this on. Everybody has to answer to somebody. And those that do you wrong, they have to answer to the spirit. They have to answer to someone too. So don't think that if a godparent or a spiritual worker or someone does you dirty that they won't pay. They eventually will. It may not be in your time, but they will pay. There's always a price in anything that you do. So I'm going to end this podcast today. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com. If you need a consultation, a paid consultation, please feel free to reach out to me at help@mambosandy.com. If you have comments, you can always leave comments here. I will listen to them. I will answer your questions to the best of my ability. So, therefore, you have a great evening, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.